Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for mighty things you have done in our favor. Thank you for your outstretched hand, working miracles in our lives. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for divine protection. We thank you, Lord, for defending us against our stubborn enemies. We thank you, Lord, for making it too difficult for the enemy to succeed over our lives. Thank you, Father. We thank you for the grace to sleep in the night and wake up in the morning healthy and secured and safe. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the battles you have fought for us and won for us that we don't even know about. We thank you for the blessings you have already released for us that we are not even yet aware of. We thank you for doors you have opened for us to be able to move forward from where we are right now to where we are supposed to be. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for new relationships you are creating in our lives. We thank you for new people you are bringing into our lives so that your will may be done in our lives. Thank you, Father. We thank you for great plans you have for us. We thank you for great heights you are taking us. We thank you, Lord, for making impossible things possible in our lives. Thank you, Father. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for answers to prayers. We thank you for what you have done in our lives as results of your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're going to do even as we begin to pray tonight. We thank you for you will visit us, you will help us, you will strengthen us, you will bless us, you will deliver us, you will heal us, you will revive us, you will transform us, and you will elevate us. Thank you, because in this session of prayer, we shall see the greatness of who you are, and we shall be satisfied. Thank you, Lord. I ask, Father, that you do that which only you can do, as we will do what we can do by trusting you, by praying with a heart full of faith, by pouring out our heart desires unto you, our petitions and requests and supplication. Lord, I ask that after we have done all that we know how to do in the place of prayer tonight, Lord, in your mercy, come in and do what only you can do. Give us breakthroughs and victories. Thank you, Father, because I know you shall do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence, and I strongly believe that it will help you. Yeah, because you also believe. and if you believe, then you will receive his help. We are going to take some worship songs, and after that, we would begin to pray. Yeah, let's sing this song. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. Hosanna. Let Jesus be lifted up. Hosanna. Let Jesus be lifted up. Hosanna. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Praise the Lord. Glory, alleluia. To the Lamb of God, glory, alleluia. The Lamb that was slain, glory, alleluia. Praise the Lord. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Yes, Lord. Hallowed be God, your majesty, divine authority, divine authority, hallowed be your name. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are singing, faithful are you, Lord. We are worshiping, faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We are yet to say, faithful are you, Lord, in our lives. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful in our situations. Faithful are you, Lord Jesus. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. We praise you. We praise you. Oh Lord, we praise you, we praise you. Oh Lord, in our lives, we see what you're doing, and one more time. Lift our voice in praise of your name. Lift our voice. Lift our voice in praise of your name. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you, King of Israel. We worship you, God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you, Lion of Judah. We worship you, Ancient of Days. God, you reign forever. Lord of Hosts. God, you reign forever. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. You reign. You reign. You reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, you reign. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. Oh Lord, our God, our strength is your name. In all the earth, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O God, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, our God. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. You came from heaven. You came from heaven to earth to show the way from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with any man. You will never share your glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. You are the Lord, that is your name. You will never share your glory with any man. You will never share glory with anybody. Almighty God, that is your name. We have a God who never fails, who never fails. Forevermore, we have a God who never fails. Jesus never fails. Forevermore, we have a God who never fails, who never fails. Forevermore, we have a God who never fails. Jesus never fails. Forevermore. Hallelujah. I want us to begin to worship Him, praise Him, bless His name. Adore Him, glorify Him, celebrate Him, exalt Him, magnify Him. He's your God, He's your Father, He's your Lord, He's your Savior, He's your Maker, He's your Rock of safety. He is your rock of defense. He is your rock of salvation. I begin to worship him. King of glory, we worship you. Most High God, we praise you. You are the Lord. That is your name. You rule over the heavens. You dominate them all. You rule over the earth. You dominate them all. You rule over the underworld. And you dominate them all. All power belongs to you. You are the Most High God. Great is your mercy. Great is your love. Great is your power. Great is your might. Great is your authority. Great is your throne. Great is your strength. We worship you, King of glory. Great is your faithfulness. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. You do wonders. And even the scientists marvel at your wonders. You do wonders. Even the atheists who believes there is no God, they marvel at your wonders. All glory shall be ascribed unto you, for you are a great God. You are the Most High God. Thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for your promises you have made for us. Thank you, Lord, for mighty miracles you have done in our favor. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient in our lives. Thank you for your strength upholding us. Thank you for your hand providing our needs. Thank you for your sword giving us victories in battles. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Lord. We praise your name, for you are so great, for you are so mighty, for you are so kind, for you are so compassionate, for you are so good, you are so loving. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. We welcome you right here. Come and have your way. Come and reign among us. Come and do your will in our lives. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed and given him thanks and worship and praises. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence once again. And I trust that you will answer your prayers and my prayers as well. Amen. You're going to take this prayer of thanksgiving. You can say, Father, thank you for your steadfast love for my soul. Say, Father, thank you for your steadfast love for my life. Thank you for loving me and not giving up in loving me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to thank him like that. Human beings can love you for a while and then give up in loving you, especially when you refuse to meet certain demands or certain expectations. But God is not like that. That is why I love him so much. He is a God full of love. Thank him for loving you steadfastly. Thank him for that. Say, Father, thank you for loving me steadfastly. Thank you for your steadfast love for my soul. Thank you for not giving up on my life. Thank you for continuing to love me. even when I can't meet some of your demands, even when I failed in meeting some of your expectations from my life, you still love me. Thank you, Father. Begin to thank him like that. Say, Father, thank you for your steadfast love for my soul. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your steadfast love for my soul. Thank you, Lord, for your steadfast love for my life. Thank you, Lord, for your steadfast love for my calling and destiny. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let the spring, of joy in my spirit, in my soul, never cease flowing. Say, Father, let the spring of joy in my spirit, in my soul, never cease flowing. Let everything attacking my joy fail in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let the spring of joy, the spring of divine joy in my heart, in my soul, in my spirit, Lord, let it continue to flow. Let it continue to flow. Let it continue to flow. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the spring of joy, the spring of your joy in my heart, in my soul, in my spirit, Lord, let it continue to flow. Let it never cease. Let it not cease forever. In the name of Jesus, let it not stop flowing. In the name of Jesus, every power of darkness attacking my joy, everything the devil is doing to stop my joy, Father, let them fail. In the name of Jesus, let them fail. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every power sponsoring evil in my life, in my family, in my marriage, in my career, in my environment. Raise up your right hand, say, I come against every power sponsoring evil in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Raise up your right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every power sponsoring evil, every power enforcing evil, every power promoting evil in my life, in my calling, in my career, in my marriage, in my finances, in my environment, in my ministry. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus, consume them now. In the name of Jesus, Thank you, Lord. Consume them all in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I receive physical manifestations of the answers to my prayers. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I receive physical manifestations of the answers to my prayers. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Nahashe hendeta telegalia. In the name of Jesus, I receive physical manifestations of the answers to my prayers. In the name of Jesus, for it is written that whatsoever I ask the Father, believing, I will receive them. Whatsoever I ask the Father in the name of Jesus with faith, I will receive them. Therefore, I receive all the answers to my prayers. I receive the physical manifestations now. Leshe hande isaragata. I receive physical manifestations. In the name of Jesus, I receive them now. I receive them now. Begin to pray like that. Begin to say, I receive them now. Prayers you have been praying since 5 years ago. Prayers you have been praying since 4 years ago. Even last year. Even last month. Begin to receive them. Prayers that have not yet been answered, or you have not seen the physical manifestations, begin to pray, say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the physical manifestations of the answers to my prayers, for I believe God has answered my prayers. Therefore, I receive the physical manifestations now. I receive the physical manifestations now. I receive the physical manifestations now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to please your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I come against every confusion and deception the enemy has sent into my life to distract me from my calling. You're going to take the prayer again. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every confusion and deception the enemy has sent into my life to distract me from fulfilling my calling. I come against them, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Shehade ate tenisi yanada. Mashuande he tekukigada. Late janada di saradashtanada. Kekehe sashuran tiatata. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, I come against every confusion and deception and troubles the enemy has sent into my life to distract me from fulfilling my divine calling. To distract me from fulfilling my divine purpose on earth. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Place your right hand on your head and pray that prayer seriously. Say, I come against deception confusion sent into my life to distract me from the call of God upon my life, to distract me from concentrating on the calling of the Lord upon my life, to distract me from giving attention to the call of God upon my life, to distract me from obeying the call of God upon my life, to distract me from fulfilling the purpose of God for my life. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. The Lord is telling me that some of you lost an opportunity. And that opportunity is very important to your destiny. You lost that opportunity, but God wants to give it back to you. Yeah, He wants to give that opportunity back to you. It's an opportunity that is very important in fulfilling your destiny. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, restore unto me opportunities I lost, opportunities that are meant to help me fulfill destiny that I have lost. Lord, restore them back now. In the name of Jesus, restore them back now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, in your mercy, restore unto me opportunities that were so important to me in fulfilling my destiny. Lord, restore them to me now by your mercy. Opportunities that you once sent to me, but I missed it. I lost it. Lord, restore it back now. Restore them back now. In the name of Jesus. Every opportunity that was so important for me to fulfill destiny that was lost, that I missed. Lord, in your mercy, bring them back. Lord, bring them back to me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the Lord is showing me that for some of you, especially those of you that you have plans for business. Yeah, those of you that have plans to do business, the Lord is telling me that He's going to give you a position in a marketplace. Yeah, I don't know which kind of marketplace. Yeah, but God said He's going to give you a place in a marketplace. Yeah, where you'll be able to do that business productively. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, create for me a place in a marketplace where I will prosper in my business. Yeah, it could be an online business. It doesn't have to be a physical market. But there are different kind of marketplaces. Yeah, but God is saying he will put you at a central point where you'll be able to make a lot of sales and make a lot of money. He will position you at a strategic spot in that marketplace where there will be traffic of sales. You will be able to sell a lot, yeah, because of that positioning. So you're going to say, Lord, by your mercy, plant me at a strategic spot in the marketplace for my business to prosper, for my business to succeed, for my business to yield great increase and profit. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, set me in a place in the marketplace where I will succeed greatly in my business and career. Father, position me in a strategic spot in the marketplace where I will fulfill my career, where I will do well in my career and business. In the name of Jesus, I am praying for you, as many of you in that category, by the authority in the name of Jesus, receive that divine positioning now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make it easy for me to make progress in life. Yeah, it is so beautiful when God make your progress happen easily. You don't have to fight and fight and fight and fight and struggle and struggle before you get progress. It is a dimension of God's mercy to make progress easy for you. And now I wish God will show you that mercy tonight. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, in your mercy, please make it easy for me to make progress in life. For me to have progress in life. Lord, by your mercy, please make it easy for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Neshi hande kakadia lajda. Esasho da ta jenada dia. In the name of Jesus, Lord, please make it easy. I don't have to fight and fight and fight. I don't have to fast and fast and fast before I make progress. Lord, in your mercy, you can make it easy. Lord, please make it easy for me. Lord, please make it easy for me. In the name of Jesus. Lord, please, according to the multitudes of your mercies, Lord, make it easy for me to move forward in life. Make it easy for me to make progress in life. Make it easy for me to achieve great things. Make it easy for me to move from where I am now to where I am supposed to be in destiny by now. Lord, please make it easy for me to move forward in my career, for me to move forward in my calling, in my spiritual growth, for me to move forward in my ministry, for me to move forward in my marital life. Lord, make it easy for me, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, make it easy for me. Fight my battles and make it easy. Fight my battles and make it easy. Thank you, Father. I decree over your life, because you believe, I decree that in one day, just in one day, heaven will fight for you. And the progress you have been expecting for a very long time shall happen suddenly, suddenly in your life. I decree that it shall be so now. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you are still going to pray. Yeah. You're going to pray like this. I'm seeing how the enemy suddenly make some of you extremely weak when you're about to press into a new beginning. Yeah, it's just like a car that is doing well, and then when the car is about to make a turn into that road that will lead to the next destination, and then maybe the car suddenly the fuel suddenly got finished, or the engine of the car suddenly knock, or the car suddenly had a problem. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you're about to press into a new beginning, then you suddenly become weak. That's the time you fall into sin. That is the time you can't pray. That is the time you can't just do what will translate you into that new beginning, because you are extremely weak. So you are going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire to destroy every weakness that shows up at the verge of entering into new beginnings. Yeah, I don't know how to construct the prayer point, but I'm sure you understand that prayer. You're going to say, I receive fire. I receive fire to destroy every weakness that shows up in my life. At the point of having a major breakthrough, every weakness that shows up in my life to stop me, to limit me, at the point of experiencing a great breakthrough and turnaround, I receive fire to destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Say, I receive fire. I receive fire. I receive fire to destroy, to defeat every weakness that suddenly show up in my life. When I'm about to experience a great breakthrough, when I'm about to experience a great turnaround, when I'm about to move into a new higher level, I receive fire to destroy them now in Jesus' name. I receive fire. Thank you, Lord. I receive fire in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, arise from within me and destroy every pollution of darkness in my spirit, in my soul, in my blood, in my body, every pollution of darkness. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arise from within me, destroy them all now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. As I pray that prayer, You will see the fire move from inside of you. And even if you can't feel it, just pray. Yeah, pray. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every pollution of darkness in my spirit, in my soul, in my blood, in my body, in organs of my body. Every pollution of darkness, fire of the Holy Ghost, rise from within me and begin to destroy them. Begin to destroy them. Just as uh, just as wax melts before fire, as wax melts before fire, let every pollution of darkness locked up in me begin to melt, begin to melt, begin to be destroyed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Every pollution of darkness in my blood, in my blood vessels, in my body organs, in my bones, in my spirit, in my mind, in my brain, in my nerves, in my soul, fire of the Holy Ghost, begin to destroy them. As wax melts before the fire, let them melt away forever. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let them melt away forever. In the name of Jesus. As you have said those words, it is done in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every chain of slavery tying my two legs. Every chain of slavery binding up my two legs to stop me from making progress in life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, break them in pieces. Sword of the Lord, break them in pieces. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. The chains are breaking. If you can pray, you will see them breaking. Every chain of slavery, binding my legs, binding my two legs, to hinder me from pressing forward, to hinder me from moving forward in life, break in the name of Jesus. Break by fire of the Holy Ghost. Sword of the Lord, break them in pieces. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I decree that every chain of slavery binding up your two legs, I decree that they break now by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, I decree that they are broken in pieces now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. You're going to pray. You need anointing on your life. You need anointing of the Spirit. Anointing of the Holy Spirit on your life. And not that you need it for one time victory. You need it for continuous victories. You need it to remain on your life. Yeah, not that. Not that the anointing just come and then after doing, you know, some good works, it leaves. That is not the kind of anointing you need in these last days. You need an anointing that will remain on your head and continue to give you victories. Yeah, you need such kind of anointing. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, thank you, Lord. You're going to say, Father, I need anointing. Anointing that will never depart from my head. Anointing that will remain on me for continuous victories, for unending victories. Lord, pour it on me now. Divine oil, divine anointing. Thank you, Jesus, for continual victories. for unending victories in warfare. Lord, release upon me now. Pour upon me now. Raise up your right hand and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anointing that will never stop dropping from my head. Anointing that will never stop flowing from my head. Lord, release upon me now. Thank you, Jesus. I decree that your life is open for such anointing now. In the name of Jesus, I decree that your spirit is open for such anointing now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you're going to pray this prayer as the Lord is showing me. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, that particular place you have ordained help to come from into my life. Yeah, I'm not good with English. Yeah, you're going to say that particular place you have ordained help to flow from into my life. That the enemy there's a place God has ordained help to come into your life, but there's an enemy in that place that is not allowing that help to come from that place. Yeah, you know, we pray according to revelations. Yeah, so sometimes I might not be able to construct the prayer point, but that is exactly what God is showing me. There is a place God has ordained help to come from. Maybe there's a family somewhere that God has ordained your help to come from that family. Or there is a company, or there's an organization somewhere that God has ordained that your help must come from that place. But there is an enemy in that place that is not allowing your help to come from there. Yeah, so how am I going to pray that prayer? You're going to say, Father, let your judgment come upon every enemy in those places you have ordained my help to come from. Thank you, Lord. Every enemy in those places you have ordained my help to come from, stopping the helps, let your judgment fall upon them. Every enemy in the places you have ordained my help to come from, withholding the help from reaching to me, Lord, release their judgment now. Authorize their judgment now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Right now, divine judgment fall upon them. Thank you, Lord. Every anti-progress enemy, every enemy that does not want good things for my life, in those places my help is to come from, Lord, release their judgment now. Uproot them from those places. Thank you, Lord. Disgrace them in those places. Dishonor them in those places. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Every enemy in the place where my help is to come from. Every enemy stopping my help from coming from those places God has ordained my help to come from. Lord, judge them now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, judge them now. In the name of Jesus. Every enemy stopping the inflow of my help from the places God has ordained them to come from. Oh, Lord of hosts, judge them now. In the name of Jesus, so that I can receive the helps. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the light of your word appear to me. Yeah, you know, when we fight spiritual battles, we fight with the word of God. Yeah. But it's possible that you are reading the word of God and you are not seeing the light that is there. And if you don't use the word of God according to revelation, it will not work for you. If you don't believe the word of God according to revelation, it will not work for you. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the light of your word appear to me. Let the light in your word appear to me, that I may be victorious over the works of darkness, that I may stand and walk in victory. Lord, let the light of your word appear to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Shehande asizashdia. Mashoande kakidia. Libatesh and also zadakatarga. Let the light in your word, the light of your word, Lord, let it appear to me. Let it appear to me that I may use the sword. The Bible says the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. That I may be able to use the sword of the Spirit to get victories in the battles of life. In the name of Jesus, let the light of your word appear to me. Thank you, Jesus. Let the light of your word appear to me now. In the name of Jesus. As I read the scriptures, as I use the scriptures to pray, as I meditate on the scriptures, as I listen to teachings of the scriptures, let the light of your word appear to me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to pray like this. Yeah, the Lord is showing me that there is some of you in the place you are living. There are demonic presence in the place you are living. I mean, physical demonic presence. You may not see them, but they are there. And they are always there. Presence of demons. They are there and they are always there. And they are affecting your life. Now, sometimes demons can be present in a place and not affect you. But this one, they are affecting you. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the fire of God upon every demonic presence in my environment, causing limitations in my life, promoting limitations in my life, promoting delays in my life. Let fire of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. I invoke the fire of God upon them now. Begin to pray like that. Say, I invoke the fire of God upon every demonic presence. Thank you, Lord. In my room, in the toilet, in the kitchen, in the living room, in the compound, in the environment, every demonic presence, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, now, 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 in the name of Jesus, every witchcraft presence, every presence of witchcraft animals, every presence of demonic creatures in my house, in my environment, in my room, in every apartment, in my building, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Fire of the Holy Ghost, uproot them forever. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. The Bible says that when the enemy shall come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise a standard against them. When the enemy shall come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise a standard against them. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Spirit of the living God, lift up a permanent standard against the flood of darkness that come to attack while I am sleeping in the night. Say, Spirit of the living God, lift up a permanent standard against every spirit of darkness, against flood of darkness that comes to attack me in the middle of the night. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, Spirit of the living God, raise up a permanent standard. Thank you, Lord. Raise up a permanent standard. Raise up pillars of fire to push back floods of darkness coming at me in the middle of the night. Spirit of the living God, raise up your standard and stop them forever. Raise up your standard. Stop them forever. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, pillars of fire appear to stop them forever. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Let your mercy produce unusual miracles in my life. Say, Father, let your mercy produce uncommon, unusual miracles in my life and situations. In the name of Jesus. Let your mercy produce unusual, uncommon miracles in my life and situations. Even now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, let your mercy produce unusual miracles, uncommon miracles in my life. At this time, in my situations, in the name of Jesus, oh God, by your mercy, perform unusual miracles in my life, unusual miracles in my finances, unusual miracles in my career. Lord, in my present situations, let your mercy perform unusual miracles so that your name may be glorified, so that your name may be praised in my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, weaken and destroy the strength of darkness in my life. Yeah. You know, when darkness is strong in your life, anything they want to happen to you will happen. You know, sometimes devil will not stop God. Of course, devil cannot stop God. Devil will not block the reception of your blessings. Meaning that devil will not stop you from receiving God's blessings, or he will not hijack those blessings from getting to you. What he will do is that he will continue to do his own work in your life to the point that those blessings will mean nothing. Those blessings would be, you know, would be as though you received nothing. So you would frustrate everything in your life such that the things God is doing in your life will not even will not prosper or would not succeed. Yeah. So and this happens when darkness is strong in your life. When darkness is strong in your life, there is nothing they want to happen to you that will not happen. If they want anything evil to happen to you tomorrow, it will happen because their presence, their network is strong in your life. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, weaken and destroy the strength of darkness in my life. Weaken and destroy them. Let not the will of the enemy be able to prevail, be able to succeed, be able to happen in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, weaken and destroy every strength of the enemy in my life. Every strength of darkness that has been prevailing in my life, prevailing in my situation, prevailing in my career, prevailing in my marriage, every strength of darkness that has been prevailing over my spiritual life, over my spiritual growth, over my spiritual advancement, over my growth and advancement in my calling, every strength of darkness that has been prevailing in my life, limiting my life, oppressing my life, oh God, by your fire, weaken and destroy them now. Weaken and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. He showed that they are class societal. Mandy, you are the lady and the other. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Don't stop. I want you to pray this prayer point very long. Don't stop. Continue to pray. Say, every strength of darkness that is seated in my life to ensure that evil continue to happen, have released strands of darkness seated in my environment, seated in my life, seated in my situation to ensure that evil continue to prosper, to ensure that evil continue to happen to me. Oh God, by your fire, weaken and destroy them. Begin to pray, continue to pray like that. Weaken and destroy them. Weaken and destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Weaken and destroy them now in Jesus' name. Oh God, weaken and destroy them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, open your heavens over my life and let every rain of abundance of blessings begin to fall upon my life. Yeah. Raise up your right hand. Say, Father, open your heavens over my life and let every rain of abundance of blessings, every rain of abundance of all that I need in my life, calling and destiny, let them begin to fall. Let every rain of abundance of blessings begin to fall into my life, begin to fall upon my life. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, open your heavens. Open your heavens. Father, 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 open your heavens upon my life. Let every rain, very heavy rain of abundance of riches, every rain of abundance of wealth, every rain of abundance of supplies, every rain of abundance of blessings, spiritual and physical blessings, Lord, let them begin to rain upon me now. Let it begin to fall upon me now. Let them begin to fall upon my life in the name of Jesus. Heavy rain of blessings, every rain of excess blessings. Thank you, Jesus. Every rain of excess blessings. Thank you, Jesus. Every rain of excessive blessings, excessive riches, excessive grace, excessive dominion, excessive power, excessive prosperity, excessive glory, excessive greatness. Let them begin to rain now heavily upon my life, upon my calling, upon my destiny, upon my career. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the keys of heaven begin to open every spiritual locks, every spiritual padlocks that is causing limitations, all that are behind limitations in my life. I'm going to repeat it again. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the keys of heaven begin to open every demonic padlocks behind limitations in my life. Demonic padlocks behind limitations in my calling. Demonic padlocks behind limitations in my destiny. Let the keys of the kingdom of heaven begin to open them now. Thank you, Lord. Shekihatu shema sesedia la shasha da da de kakakatajira neteandu hari hawashite hasa. Something is happening. As you are praying that prayer, continue to pray. Let the keys of the kingdom of heaven begin to open them now. Every satanic padlocks, witchcraft padlocks, demonic padlocks behind my limitations, behind limitations in my finances, behind limitations in my destiny, behind limitations in my calling, in my career, in my ministry. Let the keys of the kingdom of heaven begin to open them now. In the name of Jesus, let the keys of the kingdom of heaven begin to open them now. I decree over your life that the keys of the kingdom of heaven open every padlock that witches and wizards have used to limit your progress, to limit your success and prosperity. I decree that they open now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray like this. Yeah. You're going to pray like this. I want you to place your right hand on your head. Yeah. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect myself from the demonic control system. Yeah, you're going to say, I disconnect myself from the control system of the kingdom of darkness. I disconnect my mind. I disconnect my body. I disconnect my spirit. I disconnect the events happening in my life, my daily activities. I disconnect my life from the control system of darkness. I disconnect my life now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. I disconnect my life from the control system of darkness. I disconnect my life, thank you, Lord, from the control system of darkness. I disconnect my destiny from the control system of darkness. I disconnect my calling, my finances, from the control system of darkness. Now, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect my mind. I disconnect my family. I disconnect my spouse from the control system of darkness. I disconnect my ministry. I disconnect my marriage from the control system of darkness. Now, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect my thoughts, my thinking pattern, my mind from the control system of darkness. Now, in the name of Jesus, no darkness shall control my life. No darkness shall rule over my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You see, if you are not spiritually strong at this time, you will not go far in life and destiny. Yeah, it's not a cause. Yeah, there was a time I was listening to some testimonies of healing miracles that was happening in a particular church. And as I was listening to those testimonies, the Spirit of God began to speak to me. Yeah, that these people that are sharing these testimonies, he said, if they are not spiritually strong, they will lose the testimonies. He said, it's not that those sickness will come back, but something worse than the sickness will still happen to them. He told me, he said, in the space of 4 or 5 years, something far worse than this testimony will happen to them. And it will be as though God did nothing in their lives. Yeah, so I now began to appreciate. I began to appreciate what God is doing in our ministry here to build people, to turn people into prayer warriors, to make people strong believers who can fight and win in the realms of the Spirit. And I begin to appreciate what God has called me to do, and not just to pray for people to have miracles, but to train them to be strong believers who can withstand the weight of darkness upon this present generation. Believers who can face billion hosts of darkness and defeat them all. And I believe you want to be that kind of believer that is strong enough to walk in victory all the days of your life. So you're going to pray. If you are not strong enough in these last days, you can't go far. Because even after God has blessed you, you might encounter some more terrible things that will make those blessings meaningless. I tell you the truth. So that is why if we are telling you to fast, telling you to pray, take those things serious. Come to the platform, pray, fast, pray with prayer points. Take those things serious. So you are going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, make me spiritually strong enough to face the weight of darkness upon this age and overcome. Yeah, I'm going to repeat the prayer point. You're going to say, Father, make me spiritually strong enough to face the weight of darkness upon this age, upon this present time, and overcome them all. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, make me spiritually strong enough. You trained David to become a mighty warrior. He was just a shepherd boy, but you trained him into a mighty warrior. You can do the same for me. You can do the same in me. You can do the same in my life. Say, Father, train me, build me, make me strong enough spiritually to face the weight of darkness upon this age and overcome. In the name of Jesus, make my spirit strong enough, make my soul strong enough, make my mind strong enough,
make my body strong enough to face the darkness upon this generation and win in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray six more prayer points. Six more prayer points, then we will round off the session. Yeah. We're going to pray. This prayer is specifically for those of you who have been attacked in the dreams. Especially, you are being given food to eat in the dream, or you are being sexually molested, sexually attacked in the dream, or maybe something else. The enemy trying to introduce something else, maybe inject you with something in the dream. Yeah, so you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire to fight back in the realm of my dreams and overcome. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire to fight back in the realm of my dreams and overcome. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. I receive fire. I receive fire. I receive fire in the name of Jesus. 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 I receive fire in my spirit to fight back when I am being attacked in the dream and overcome. I receive fire to fight back in the realms of dream and overcome. In the name of Jesus, I receive fire to fight back witchcraft attacks in the realms of my dreams and overcome. Now, in the name of Jesus, I receive boldness. I receive strength. I receive fire to fight back in the realms of my dreams and overcome. In the name of Jesus, yeah, I decree over your life, receive the impartation of fire for victory in the realms of your dream. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, five more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. Now, you're going to say, I receive the garment of honor the Lord has prepared for me. Yeah, you're going to say, I receive the garment of honor and celebration the Lord has prepared for me. I receive it now. I put it on now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. I receive the garment of honor and celebration heaven has prepared for me. I receive it now and I put it on in the name of Jesus. I receive it now, thank you, Lord. And I put it on in the name of Jesus. I receive it now, the garment of honor and celebration heaven has prepared for me. I receive it now. And I speak over your life, receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I am praying for those of you that have high problem. Those of you that have problems in your eyes. You can't see properly. I pray now in the name of Jesus. Every problem in your eye, come out in Jesus' name. Every problem with your sight, come out in the name of Jesus. Begin to see properly. I don't want to know the name, they call it in the hospital. Receive your healing now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every cause of poverty and scarcity prevailing in my life, prevailing in my house, prevailing in my home, prevailing in my kitchen. Every cause of poverty, suffering, and scarcity prevailing in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Fire on the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them now. He shed and the fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy you now. But break the curses. Curse of scarcity. Curse of poverty. Following my life. Be broken now. By fire of the Holy Ghost. Curse of poverty. Curse of scarcity. Be broken forever in my life. Be broken forever in my house, in my family, in my home, now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive appointments. I receive appointments that are meant to lift up my life. It could be job appointment. It could be any kind of appointment. You're going to say, I receive the manifestation of appointments that are meant to lift up my life. I receive them now. I receive them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. I receive them now. Thank you, Lord. I receive them now. Job appointments. Job appointments. Job appointments. Job appointments. That are meant to lift up my life. I receive in the name of Jesus. I receive in the name of Jesus. I receive in the name of Jesus. I receive, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, invitations that are meant to lift up my life, phone calls that are meant to lift up my life, text messages that are meant to lift up my life, contacts that are meant to lift up my life, I receive them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray like this. I don't know. I think we pray this prayer on Wednesday. I'm not sure. We're going to pray like this. We're going to say, Father, destroy every trap of destruction secretly waiting for me. Every trap of destruction set on my journey of life to destroy my life. Every angel of destruction, every spirit of destruction, angel of death, secretly waiting somewhere in my day, somewhere on my timeline, to destroy my life. Oh God of Israel, destroy them now. God of Israel, slaughter them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. Say, Father, destroy every angel of untimely death, angel of destruction, every spirit of destruction, every trap of destruction that have been set ahead for me, that have been set in my journey of life to destroy me. Let the sword of the Lord destroy them. Let the fire of God destroy them. Let the angel of the Lord destroy them. Now, in the name of Jesus, every trap of destruction secretly set on my journey in life to cut short my life, fire of God, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Angel of the Lord, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have one more prayer point. Yeah, the last prayer point. You're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I cancel and nullify every negative utterance, every negative spoken word that have been uttered against my life, calling and destiny. I cancel and nullify them now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. See, I don't want to know who said it. I don't want to know where they said it, how they said it. But in the name of Jesus, I cancel them. Every spoken word of evil, every utterance of evil that have been uttered against my life, uttered against my career, uttered against my destiny, uttered against my success, uttered against my progress, uttered against my ministry, uttered against my rising to the place of success and greatness. In the name of Jesus, I cancel them. Now, I nullify them. Now, every negative utterance of him, every negative utterance of darkness, witchcraft, evil utterance, witchcraft, evil incantations, witchcraft spells that have been released against my life, released against my calling and destiny, I cancel them now in the name of Jesus. For there is nothing greater than the name of Jesus. There is nothing stronger than the name of Jesus. There is nothing higher than the name of Jesus. So I cancel them now in the name of Jesus. Whether they have spoken it before I was born, whether they have they uttered those words while I was still young, any evil utterance that have been sent into the atmosphere to hinder the fulfillment of my calling and destiny, I cancel them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, so we're going to stop here. I will be praying for you now. I'll be praying for you. I want you to raise up your right hand as I pray for you. O God of Israel, we worship and praise your name for who you are. We bless you for the greatness of your power. We bless you for the greatness of your name. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done among us in this prayer session. Thank you for the breakthroughs and deliverances and impartations and healings. Thank you for how you have helped us. Be now glorified forever in Jesus' name. I pray for those that are supposed to be in this prayer session that are not here. Spirit of the living God, find them and give them the help that they need now in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you, all that you have said in this place tonight. Let the physical manifestations of the answers begin to follow you now in the name of Jesus. One by one, you shall see the results of your prayers. One by one, you shall see the manifestations of God's help in your life, in your finances, in your situations, now, in the name of Jesus. I decree that an end shall come to your sorrows, to your pains, to your sufferings, to your hardships, now, in the name of Jesus. I decree that you shall no longer be oppressed. Powers and forces of darkness that have been stronger than you, I decree that from now onward, you shall be stronger than them. I don't want to know how powerful they are, but God shall raise you above them all. You shall oppress them, and they shall not be able to oppress you anymore. In the name of Jesus, you shall lay hands on the sick people, and they shall recover instantly. In the name of Jesus, you shall cast out devils, and demons shall run. In the name of Jesus, the power of God shall fall upon you. The anointing of the Lord shall fall upon you, and you shall no longer be defeated in battles. You shall begin to walk in victories. You shall begin to possess your possessions. You shall begin to walk in dominion that is for you in Christ Jesus. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. I speak over the government of your country, the policies and the activities of the government of your country shall favor you henceforth in the name of Jesus. And the Lord shall make a place for you in the marketplaces of the world where you shall earn great profits in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I want to make this announcement. If you can assist us with transcribing, yeah, because we have a lot of prayer audios, and Sister Moline is really trying. But if you have the skill, if you have the skill to convert audios to typed words, just as we used to do, you know, I used to put on the platform PDFs, long type typed words. So if you have the skill to do that, you can contact me. Yeah, so we might be able to share the burden. Yeah, we might be able to share the burden. So I don't want the load to be too much on Sister Marlene. Yeah, so if you can do that, just let me know. Yeah, God bless you. Amen.
Goodbye.